Morning. On the bulletin insert where it says fourth Sunday of Advent, on the, not the readings one, the other one, we're going to say the prayers for the lighting of the Advent wreath. Today we light the first, second, third, and fourth candles of the Advent wreath. Each candle has a meaning. The first candle is hope. The second candle is peace. The third candle is joy. And the fourth candle is love.
Reading from John 13, Jesus said to them, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Let us pray together. Loving God, your mercy and compassion endure forever. Open our hearts that we may receive your love. And following the example of your Son, spread that love to a love-starved world through Jesus Christ, who loved us to the end. Amen.
Thank you.
Service continues on page 299 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 299. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope in God's cause to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Micah. You, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A responsive reading this morning is Canticle 15, the Song of Mary, can be found on the insert. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. From this day all generations will call me blessed. He has mercy on those who fear him. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has come to the help of his servant Israel. The promise he made to our fathers. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. When Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God, in a scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law," then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second, and it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In those days, Mary set out and went haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, that the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Please be seated. I've been thinking about babies a lot recently. Well, first of all, we have baby Jack with us today, who will be baptized later this morning. And then on Friday, I had lunch with my friend who is due in April. And we have little baby Beau with us today as well. If you're a royal watcher, which I'm not, but it keeps popping up on my feed that Megan is due sometime in the spring. And as I think about that, I can't help but remember when I was pregnant and the joy and the expectation and the wait and all that goes along with that. And I remember people walking up to me, strangers walking up to me and just smiling and saying, can I just touch? We want to touch. And if you remember the feel of a newborn babe in your arms and the smell of a newborn babe, it's joy and love and hope and peace and all those things we hope for this season. It's an amazing way to think about our future and how we hope for the future. Today, Micah begins in chapter 5, with saying, "O Bethlehem of Ephratah, you who are of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who will rule in Israel. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace." You got to remember that Micah's speaking to people. It's 300 years after King David, 300 years where they've been waiting for this next ruler who was going to be just and righteous like King David. And there had been wars and rumors of wars, and there had been famine, and there had been all sorts of problems. And they're saying, when is this going to happen? Isaiah promised that there would be a child. When is this going to happen? And today Micah speaks those words of assurance to them, that a child will come out of Bethlehem and will bring safety and security and peace. And that's, of course, what we all want. We want that safety and security and peace. But I'm also reminded of a movie that came out in 2006. It's based on a P.D. James novel, and if you don't know her, she's a mystery writer from England. And it's based on her book. It's called Children of Men. And it takes place in the year 2027, and it's a dystopian story. No child had been born anywhere in the world in 18 years, and people were fearing for the future of mankind. And they weren't having children because there had been so much radiation from wars and so much disease-resistant antibiotic plagues that people were dying and not having children. And it takes place in England, and England is the only stable, somewhat stable country, and so refugees are flocking there by the droves, and so there's all sorts of unrest and disturbances. And one of the refugees who finds her way through and finds a place to hide is pregnant. And the story is around this woman who, after 18 years, the only one known in the world who is pregnant. And she hooks up with this underground band of people, and she tells Theo. And the story continues, and I won't ruin it for you, but she has the child, and as she's trying to escape on the ship called Tomorrow, the soldiers see the baby and stop fighting. And I think about that sign of hope and sign of our future and that sign of peace when we see a child. And we want that sign of hope and peace and love and joy and security. And we, like everybody else in this world, have said over the last 100 years, we've seen a lot of war. And some places in this world still see a lot of war and are waiting for that sign of peace, for that sign of security. So we come to today's story in the gospel, Mary and Elizabeth. And it says that Mary, when she found herself with child, ran to the hill country with haste. And as soon as she encounters Elizabeth, the child leaps within Elizabeth's womb. And Elizabeth said, "Who am I that the mother of the Lord should come and visit me?" And she started to sing a song of praise. She was filled with joy. And Mary then sings a song of praise. And we said that song of praise today. And it is said every evening around the world as part of evening prayer. It's said or sung is the Magnificat, the song of Mary. And it starts with, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And it continues, and it's for all of us, that God has looked with favor upon this lowly servant, and that he will bring down the powerful, the oppressors, and he will lift up the lowly, and he will fill the hungry with good things, and the rich he will send empty away. He has come to the people to save them. And he said, to fulfill the promise that was made to Abraham and his children forever. Forever, this promise will be continued. And we need that sign of hope. We need that sign of light, that God is breaking in yet again in unexpected ways and unexpected places. Although the people had heard Micah say that a Savior would come from Bethlehem, nobody was sure about it. And we think about the two women who greet each other, and Elizabeth, who was thought to be barren, mother of John the Baptist, and Mary, who was betrothed but had not yet known her husband, the child of our Savior. Unexpected places, unexpected ways that God breaks into this world, bringing light into this world, into the dark and desolate places of our lives and of the lives of those around us. So today, as we prepare for Jack's baptism, we prepare to bring him into the household of God. We also will proclaim our baptismal covenant, and we will renew our vows. And in that, we will, also remember the promises that we've made in response to the promises that God has made. And I invite you, as we think about and see Jack receiving the cross, the sealing of the Holy Spirit, to remind him that he is Christ's own forever, that we also may remember that we are Christ's own forever. But the other part of this is a song that was written 100 years ago. Not 100, probably 50 years ago, sorry. Phillips Brooks was an Episcopal priest, a well-noted, he gave great sermons, and he went to the Holy Land. And when he came back, he wrote a song, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." And we know that song very well, and it seems this time every year a different verse strikes me, but the one this year, "O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today." So as we come today and renew our baptismal covenant and the promises, may we pray that Christ enters our hearts, our lives, and our world. Amen. I now ask the family to come forward and Gary to come down and help me. And if we'll all turn to page 304. Can I ask you to hold this just for a minute? Page 304. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? And before we continue with the prayers, can we turn back to page 303? Oops, not 303. Sorry, 301. I can't find my place. 301. The candidate for holy baptism will now be presented.
I present Jack to receive the sacrament of baptism.
And now the parents and godparents together. Will you be responsible for seeing that this child you present is brought up in the Christian life and faith? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
And now I'm going to ask a question of the entire congregation, and the proper response is a hearty, we will. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person and his life in the church?
We will.
Perfect. And now we turn to the middle of page 305. Let us now pray for this person who is to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Beloved of my Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open his heart to your grace and truth.
Lord,
hear our prayer.
Fill us with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach him to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send him to the world in fitness to your body.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring him to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer. Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of the bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son, Jesus, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into this fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who here are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Jack, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by the water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon this servant the forgiveness of sin and have raised him to the new life of grace. Sustain him, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give him an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Jack, you are marked by the Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized, saying together, we receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us greet one another with a sign of peace.
half-hour drive.
Good
morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Rowdy crowd today. If you're a visitor or a guest, I invite you to sign the guest book in the back, and I invite everybody to attend coffee hour at the parish hall immediately after the service. A couple of announcements. We can't seem to get our calendar right. It just must be a November, December thing. So we're going to work and try to get it right. Christmas Eve, of course, is Monday night, not Tuesday night, like it says in the bulletin. So
service continues on page 361 with Eucharistic Prayer A. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks for praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you sent your beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death and to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may without shame or fear rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna.
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. The cup of salvation.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Sanctuary for you.
Prayer can be found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father,
you have graciously accepted us as members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us down into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with the gladness and singleness of our heart. Through Christ our Lord.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.